Well before the discussion over the use of chemical weapons, the war in Syria had driven millions from their homes. There are more than 500,000 Syrian refugees registered in Turkey, many of them in refugee camps. There are also thousands more who aren't registered because they're Syrian Alawites from the same minority ethnic group as Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and they've been targeted by Sunni Islamist fighters. So many Alawites have made the long journey to Istanbul. Reporter Dalia Murtada explains.
When he heard the rumors that Syrian Alawite refugees were sleeping in Istanbul parks, Ali Kenanoglu decided he had to help. Kenanoglu, who heads the Hubyar Sultan Alevi Cultural Association, asked people to stay in one of the Alevi cemevis, or houses of worship. But the refugees refused.
Orası ilginçti. Biz burada güvendeyiz, kapalı alana girmeyiz diyorlar.
Kenanoglu says that the refugees felt safer outdoors. They said, "We don't want to go indoors, because when we do, women and children are being raped." He said that outside, in a public space, the refugees felt like they can be seen. They eventually did earn the refugees' trust and brought them back to the cemevi. They set up two large tents with beds and blankets and food. The refugees, who are mostly children, are fed and get medical care. Several hundred of them have come through the cemevi since early September, so they've avoided living in parks and begging for food. They stay for about a week until Kenanoglu can find them a more permanent solution. We're finding them cheap homes to rent, Kenanoglu says, and they're finding them work as well. He says, let's be honest, they're cheap labor, so in textile factories and places like that, we're finding them work. The refugees' initial fear was hardly surprising. Alevis and Alawites share a common Islamic heritage and a similar minority status in Turkey and in Syria, but they're not the same group. And in Syria, Alawites these days are especially persecuted because they have the same religious identity as the president, Bashar al-Assad, and they've been targeted by the various Islamist rebel groups.
I told them I'm Alawite. My mother was Alawite. My father was Alawite. My grandparents were Alawite. Just go ahead and kill me. They said, no, we're going to kill you slowly.
Abu Rida is an elderly Alawite man. Clear signs of torture cover his body. His back is covered in scars from being whipped, and his shoulders are bandaged from being burnt with melted nylon. His daughter was taken about 2 months ago, when he says he was abducted and tortured for 27 days. He hasn't seen her since.
These people, they have no mercy. This old man, as he told you, they took his daughter and they beat this elderly man and tortured him senseless. He played dead and they left him in a ditch.
That's Muhammad. He didn't want to share his last name either because he didn't want any chance of being recognized if he goes back to Syria. Muhammad reached Istanbul after a week-long bus journey with his wife and kids, 7 brothers, 2 sisters, and all their kids, too. When I asked him why he didn't just go to a refugee camp by the border, he said they were scared.
I heard that there are people who are getting bribed in the refugee camps in Turkey. They get a tent or a container and food and blankets, but at night they're given guns and are forced to go fight.
Now that they're in Istanbul, Muhammad, Abu Rida, and the others have to think about how to get by. Winter's coming, and they have to keep warm. Kenanoglu says that the Turkish government needs to stop focusing on whether or not to attack Syria and start helping these refugees. But the government doesn't recognize Alawites or Alevis as a group to protect, he says, because the Justice and Development Party has a clear Sunni Islamist agenda in Turkey and supports the Sunni-led opposition in Syria. Tayyip Erdogan's government is allergic to Alevis, he says. It's the same case with Alawites from Syria as well. Until there's a guaranteed safe place for them, Kenanoglu says the cemevi's doors are open to refugees of all stripes. For The World, I'm Dalia Murtada in Istanbul.
Whether you're sleeping in a park or in one of Istanbul's Alevi shelters, it's a hard life being a refugee. We've got some incredible photos from Istanbul that'll show you what that life is like. That's at PRI.org.